Good evening with WXPR News. I'm Ken Kroll. The Samoset Council, Boy Scouts of America, announced a donation of $15,000 from longtime community partner People's State Bank. The gift comes as the Samoset Council launches the public phase of its capital campaign to raise $1.75 million for major projects at Camp Tosomas, one of the nation's top-rated Boy Scout camps located in Rhinelander. The projects include new shower facilities, Grand Council Ring, and a science and technology center. The Samoset Council has consistently ranked in the top 10 of the 277 Boy Scout councils in the country. People's State Bank is a community bank headquartered in Wausau, serving north-central Wisconsin from 9 full-service banking locations in Marathon, Oneida, and Vilas counties and Milwaukee. To learn about Camp Tosomas or the Samoset Council, their website is samoset.org. A word of caution as recreationalists head out on a beautiful weekend in the Schwamaga-Nicolet National Forest. Forest spokesperson Hillary Markin says there are many trails open for whatever your recreation, but she says slow down on the motorized trails.
It's getting to be that time of year when the trails are starting to get soft, so we just want to encourage folks to be safe out there, especially this weekend as those trails get soft. You know, in the morning times, they're going to be really slippery. We've seen an increase in snowmobile accidents happening across the forest, so really encouraging folks to slow down, put safety first when you're out there. But have a great time.
Markin also reminds forest campers and other recreationalists that their reservation system has opened.
So folks are starting to plan summer vacations, and our campgrounds are available for reservations up to 6 months in advance, which means we're to Labor Day right now. So folks can start reserving their favorite campsite for all the holiday weekends throughout the summer. Go on to recreation.gov, and you can type in whatever favorite campground you're looking to, or if you want to find a new one, you can even search by Wisconsin, search by the Schwamaga-Nicolet National Forest and see what campgrounds are available. We have 26 that are available for reservations across the forest.
More information is available by Googling Schwamaga-Nicolet National Forest with the abbreviation CNNF. Two lucky players, including one from Oneida County, matched all 5 numbers in the Badger 5 drawing on Wednesday to split the night's $104,000 jackpot. The Oneida County winner was a ticket sold at Chris Food Mart on Highway 51 and 3rd Avenue in Woodruff. The other ticket was sold in Fond du Lac. Winners at all prize levels have $180 from the drawing to claim their prizes by mail or in person at the lottery's Madison or Milwaukee offices. As spring is just around the corner, 12 Wisconsin counties are now or have recently been under flood warnings, an unusually high number for this time of the year. Tim Morrissey reports.
Wisconsin Democrats are opposed to a bill working its way through the state legislature. They say AB 547 would make spring flooding even worse in the Badger State because it would make it easier for developers to pave over wetlands, which provide natural protection against flooding. Democrat Janet Bewley, a senator from Ashland, recalls the catastrophic flooding in her part of the state.
It's been 16 months since deadly floods caused enormous damage across northwestern Wisconsin. We spent months detouring around washed-out roads as crews did heroic work helping our communities recover and start rebuilding. It will be years before we're back to where we started.
Bewley says AB 547 is almost guaranteed to make things worse. She says the whole world saw what happened in Houston with the catastrophic flooding following Hurricane Harvey. Republican supporters of the bill say the fear talk is overblown and that the bill is only an update to a law that they say needlessly thwarts economic development. I'm Tim Morrissey reporting.
And the weather forecast for the weekend, cloudy skies coming in tonight with a low around 18. Saturday, sunny, high near 41. Saturday night, mostly cloudy, low 23. Sunday, there's a slight chance of snow in the morning, then a chance of rain or snow, then maybe some rain in the afternoon, partly sunny with a high near 42. Sunday night, chance of snow and windy, and then Monday, snow mainly afternoon with a high near 35. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for 6 hours of the blues with Radio Ron first here on WXPR. It's Blues Friday. I'm Ken Kroll.